The show has been orchestrated, I've been caffeinated, and thanks to these ladies, freshly masturbated. Let's do this. The show is orchestrated, I am caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Let's do this.
Episode 39 today.
Happy New Year's Eve. It's 1, 2, 3.
It's New Year's Eve.
1, 2, 3.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Daddy Matt.
Yep.
Daddy Matt in the house.
This motherfucker showed up today with a huge box of nothing but alcohol.
It's a crate.
It's a legit crate. Like, it looks like he just left a bar and took everything they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them are still sealed. are we trying to get drunk?
I mean, we're always trying to get drunk.
I don't have to try very hard.
No, you do not.
I'm tipsy. I've been drinking mimosas all day.
Good.
In my big ass Dunkin' cup.
I haven't. I think I had one shot today so far. That's all I've had.
Mm-hmm.
We're prepping. I told Izzy last night that she had to come over and drink in the hot tub with me so that I could get my system ready to drink tonight. So
did she?
She did. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. She brought a friend and a boyfriend last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend?
Yeah. Currently she does. Yes.
Is he cute?
I don't know. I'm not one to judge.
Okay.
I don't know. So yeah, he seems like a nice guy. We'll see where
she
it
needs
goes.
A nice guy.
We'll see where it goes.
Are they coming by tonight at all?
I think so. I think they are.
I got to meet the man.
Yeah. I think they will be. So, yep. So, New Year's Eve.
So, some parts of the world is probably already 2024.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm ready for it. I need a new year. I do. I need this chapter to close. Correct.
I can't say 2023 has been good or bad for me. It's just been eh.
Yeah. It's been an eight year.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, how's the new job?
The new job is going very well. I had missed driving a trash truck, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. And I haven't even gotten to drive this one yet because they will not sign off yet until the corporate office comes back into session for the year, which happens next week. Until they do that, I'm just riding around, watching the other guy do almost everything.
And seeing dogs wearing shoes.
Oh, my God. I saw a dog wearing shoes.
That was the cutest picture.
Yes. They were sitting in their hot tub early Saturday morning, just hanging out with their dog running around in shoes.
We almost hit three little dogs right down the street from you.
Did they have shoes on?
No, they did not have shoes on.
They should. They need galoshes.
Galoshes.
Galoshes right now.
Galoshes.
Too wet.
Sounds was like it a heavy slushy. For you
That's
this week?
That's what I'll be later is a galosh.
Ryan, was it heavy for you this week?
Yeah, it was pretty heavy. Yeah, but not as heavy. Like, I realized, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but we're going to call it K Company. K Country. Because everywhere you look is their cans. But, we're scattered a handful here and a handful here. Like, here's this rich neighborhood, and there's, 500 K cans and, 15 R cans.
You know? Really?
Not Narcans, but R cans.
Narcans.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely K country out there around these parts.
I'm sorry.
No, please. You can have all you want.
Because my trash was exceptionally fuller than normal.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I pulled 16 tons on Thursday.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. That's a lot of trash. Stops.
We're not allowed to fill our trucks the whole way. We have to do about half and half per load. So we're only allowed to haul up to about 10 tons, maybe a little bit less. So we have to break off halfway through and then go to the dump.
No, I thought I was getting pretty heavy on Thursday, and I was like, I'm going to go dump right now, and I end up being 11 tons.
Have you ever been stopped by one of those
DOT?
People? Yeah.
No.
Have you?
Thankfully.
Nope.
Really?
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Apparently, they used to pull the R company over a lot.
Huh.
But everybody assumed that K Company paid off the cops so they wouldn't get pulled over all the time.
Well, you know,
that wouldn't surprise me.
There was one day at the beginning of 2023 where I saw that, what did you say they were called? Not ODOT.
DOT.
DOT. Whatever. I saw them guys out in full force, pulling semis over left and right. I'm they didn't hit their quota.
I don't know.
So now they got to start fresh at the beginning of the year. So maybe be careful the beginning of the year because, right. They were out fucking crazy last year.
Absolutely. I saw a bad accident this morning driving into town.
Really?
They were driving out this way, and they, like, you know that little church on the corner of Baton?
Yeah.
And Union? Okay, so somebody went off the road right there and around the telephone pole and then into the across the road and into the church.
Oh, my God. So, fun fact about that, that's the Amish church. And that's an Amish it's church? It's an Amish church.
Really?
And when you lived on 183, mm-hmm. me and Jess, George's Jess.
Yes.
We accidentally drove through their yard. Like, we weren't drinking. I don't know what she was doing, but we ended up, like, almost hitting the church. I'm like, Jess, us hitting the church is a bad omen.
Bad omen.
She's like, what the hell am I doing? I'm like, I don't know, but get me the fuck out of this car. I think we had just left your house, and now I'm like, ooh, we should turn around and go back.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't want to piss off the Amish God.
You don't want to do that. No. Not at all.
So New Year's tonight, we're just having a small little quaint get together here at the Ryan Camp
Complex.
I'm stroking out. Compound. Yeah, my voice so annoying, right? Sorry.
You said stroke and my mind went somewhere else. So,
stroke it. You
know. So we got some additions out here to the podcast room.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do. We got a big 3-panel art picture of a nice little ass with hands on it.
And Daddy Matt brought us a thong.
He did. Yes, he did.
It was not his.
No, it was not.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yes, there's more to come. You know, we've got the old surround sound set up out here now. So
it's nice and toasty in here. Normally I'm freezing in here. It feels so wonderful right now.
Yeah, got the card table set up for later so we can play some cards and let the kids do the thing. And it'll be a good time.
It's going to be a good night. So what's your New Year's resolution, Ryan?
I knew you were going to ask this. I did.
Mm-hmm.
So my New Year's resolution is obviously, you know, family's good, everybody's good. I'm not going to say I'm going to go lose weight because I started a new job. It's going to happen anyway. But my New Year's resolution for 2024 is to grow this show some.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Daddy?
Well, apparently to help the show grow, apparently I become producer.
Well, yeah, he's got this title now.
Yeah, he's producer.
He's producer. Thank God, because we don't produce very well.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough and rough. Yeah.
So my New Year's resolution is no New Year's resolution. Fuck
that
it.
Doesn't count.
Well, but, you know, anytime I set out to do something at the beginning of the year, it lasts like a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my New Year's resolution, the only thing I can think of is... I wish my kids would stop getting sick.
That would be good.
And then, you know, I'm going to be starting this job the first of the year. So
I was wondering that.
Let's make some money, bitch.
Right, right.
I guess that's it. Just maybe be nicer.
Daddy, what do you got?
Nothing.
Got no New Year's resolution?
Not
He's
really.
So caught off guard.
He is.
I mean, I would like to lose weight, but.
Yeah, that, but that's. Pretty much everybody's typical answer.
I know.
Lose weight, stop smoking, stop drinking.
The gyms fill up really fast, and then by March, they're dwindled out.
Yeah.
So March.
Say, don't join a gym until March.
No.
March, we'll start the gym process.
That's it.
I got stuff at home. I was doing it for over like 6 months straight, and then I got sick and kind of got off of it.
I was doing good a few years ago, like on the weight loss track, doing so good. And then we went on vacation, and when you're on vacation, you don't watch calories.
No,
you know?
No, I watch waves.
Exactly. Come back and whatever.
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 Yep. So, yeah. We have more stories today. We got some facts. We got some knowledge to drop upon everyone today.
We have a poem I'm going to read for you.
A poem. So, where do you want to start it off at?
Well, let me start with this poem.
All right. Trixie's going to start us off with a poem.
Okay, so the poem is titled Sexy New Year.
Oh.
Rinse that bourbon off your tongue, then come stroke my cock. You can suck it if you want until I tell you to stop. Your pussy craves a New Year's kiss, and midnight's coming fast. There won't be time for adult Lang.
Oh, Lang Syne.
What the fuck? Lang Syne?
I have no idea.
That's the New Year's song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, your pussy craves a New Year's kiss at midnight. Midnight's coming fast. There won't be time for Auld Lang Syne when I celebrate your ass.
Wow.
Is that wrong?
No,
I said it wrong?
Completely butchered it, but that's okay. You guys know what we mean. It's okay.
So here's Here's two bodies fused as one with mind and heart and soul. You got to make the most of sex before you get too old.
That's very true.
Okay, so how the fuck do you say that? Auld Lang Syne?
You're making me mess it up in my head. It's Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne.
Well, that's not what it looks like.
I know. I believe that's, you know, how you pronounce it. But, you know, we don't, like, sing that at midnight or anything, so.
Yeah. Well, all acquaintance. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, so that was a good poem. I liked it. I'm just watching you. I'm actually watching. I have Boogie Nights playing in the background right now.
I almost saw Mark Wahlberg's pecker.
Yeah, you'll see it. You just got to keep watching. Almost. I'll let you know when it pops out.
Wonderful. So what do you have to read for us,
well, bitch? I have some sex facts.
I like sex facts.
Okay. All right.
I'm drinking mimosa, by the way.
These are top facts that you should know about men. Okay.
About men.
Men and women.
Okay.
This is a common knowledge, but we're going to say sex can decrease a man's risk for a fatal heart attack. Men who had sex 2 times per week were less likely to die from a heart attack than men who had sex less often.
It also helps with prostate cancer.
Yes, it does.
That is true.
Yeah, see, so.
So,
ladies.
Real quick, I got to tell you a funny story.
Okay.
The other night we went to, Sky and Rubble's house.
Yes.
And she's telling me, she was like, I got an Amazon package today. And I'm like, oh, cool. And she's telling me what was in it. I'm like, wait a minute. All of that came in the same package? She was like, yeah. I said, oh, my God, girl. The person packing your Amazon package was fucking shaking their head, probably making a TikTok. She got a Bible and sex toys. In the same box. I'm like, you're a TikTok. That's somebody great. Has TikToked you.
Somebody has, yes. Somebody's definitely made a TikTok I'm on like, your purchases.
Did you feel awkward? She goes, no, but it was her daughter's Bible.
Oh,
and her sex toy.
That's so funny.
I know. She was like, you could share that on the podcast. I said, I have to, because that is funny.
Right.
That is funny.
When are they going to come out and get on this podcast?
Oh, she probably will never. He keeps talking. He's got a new car now, so.
Oh, that's right. I did see
that. Yeah, so okay. He's got, you know, a more dependable. Right. I cannot talk today.
That's okay. We've had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those mimosas are kicking in already.
I just
we ate a mini beer, too.
I could air. Oh, you got to try these mini beers.
They're so good.
They're so good. It's a liqueur 43 and a heavy whipping cream. Mm. It looks like a little mini beer.
But it's liquor. Really good.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Liquor gets her quicker.
Mm-hmm. I had banana pudding moonshine last night.
That sounds good.
That sounds very delicious. Good.
I bet it was. Sounds great. Let's see. Another fact. Men do not think about sex every 7 seconds.
I don't believe that.
Mm. It's every two.
Right?
2.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The average erect penis is what, Trixie? Can you guess?
6 inches.
You're close. 5.57 inches. Let's see. What percent of women who have an orgasm require clitoral stimulation? Most women are unable to have an orgasm through intercourse alone. So, Daddy Matt, what do you think the percentage is?
63%.
You're close. It's 50 to 75%.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Another one here for you guys. Women frequently think about and want sex, too. What percentage of women were not having sex as much as they would have liked? How many women do you, what percentage of women do you think are not getting laid like they want?
70.
55%.
Ooh, that's my close. Number.
That is my number, dude.
53%.
Oh.
It's because I sent Ryan the facts.
You sent me the facts? Well, this is 1982. I checked my facsimile.
Facts. Facts with the T. What a dork.
I'm picturing Daddy Matt load a fax machine right now.
The one restaurant where it worked at still had fax machines so they can receive fax requests.
Wow. I didn't think that was still a thing.
Okay, yeah. So I have a sex fact.
Okay.
Your lips have the most densely concentrated nerves out of your entire body, which is how some people can orgasm just by kissing.
That makes sense.
I've never had an orgasm by kissing.
No. No.
I've gotten extremely wet.
Right. Yeah.
But I've never orgasmed.
Neither have I.
A blowjob under the water is called Aquabob. Sorry. That was kind of stupid, but I like it.
It's a good name. I like it.
Aquabob. You want an Aquabob in the pool?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Aquabob in the pool, bitch. Woo woo. We got to get a heater on there first.
Oh, God. You and this heater.
I know.
It's never going to stop, is
Mm-mm. it? Nope.
Man. Oh, boy.
Y'all done with the sex facts?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, a single male contains enough sperm to impregnate every fertile woman on Earth.
Really?
So you could be the daddy to every woman on Earth.
That's a lot of child support.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it women only have so many eggs? What you're born with?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just caught Trixie's eye looking at the movie we're watching here. Mark. Nights. She's really waiting to see that 12-inch dong.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here's the fact.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to actually ask you guys the question.
Okay.
What do you think the average size of an erect nipple is?
Oh, I've seen some big Vienna sausage looking
nipples. Yeah, so have I.
But they're like putting it up against how many quarters?
How many quarters?
Mm-hmm.
So you need like a quarter thickness.
Like 25 nipple. Cent quarters.
Oh, no. I'm definitely going with 75 cents stacked.
Okay, 3.
Yeah.
What about you?
The average?
It says the average size of an erect nipple.
I'm going with $1.25.
Oh, my God. He's like, he needs another award besides Katie because it's 5 quarters, $1.25. Seriously. And did you know that the first 2 inches of the woman's vagina is the most sensitive?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to pound it.
Suck on the very edge right there. Right at the tippy top. What? She's giving me this look.
1 in 3 couples in their 80s still have sex.
Sure they do.
I didn't think they could get it hard.
That's why nursing homes are so
Viagra's for.
Busy. And, yeah, Viagra. Right.
A few animals that participate in the act of oral sex. Can you guess 3?
In the act of oral
sex. Oral sex.
Monkeys have to definitely. Be one.
Nope.
Damn. No monkeys.
Mm-mm.
Let's see.
Only one makes sense to me.
I've never seen a cow go up behind another cow and lick her with a cow tongue.
Cow tip.
Yeah. An elephant shrew.
Oh, God. It's wolves, bats, and bears.
Oh, my.
So if you see a bat at the zoo, cover your kids' faces.
Because you know what they're doing.
The vagina can double in size when aroused.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Look, there's an erect nipple right now. On Boogie Nights.
Okay,
so. That looked like $2.50 for real.
So you pumpkin spice lovers, it says the scent of pumpkins can help aid men in achieving an erection by increasing blood flow to their penis.
Hmm.
So the smell of pumpkin can get your dick hard.
That's why I like pumpkin spice so much.
Who needs the blue pill?
I know. Nobody. You just need Starbucks. Or Duncan, whatever you choose.
That's great. An average healthy male will have 11 boners a day.
I could see that.
Really?
Especially the vibrating steering wheels.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, that's still one of the, not going to say most played, but it's a popular song in 2023.
Really?
I heard a countdown the other day, and it was like, My Humps was on there, and I'm like, are you kidding me? That was like 07.
I've never even really got into that song.
No, I didn't either, but it was there. I was a little surprised, but.
My Humps, my lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
What percent of men admit to watching porn online at work?
Oh, at work?
Yeah. There's a women percentage, too.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Men, I'm going to say 72.
I'm going 72.
Going 25%.
Okay, we're going to. The correct answer is 20.
Oh, my God.
Daddy Matt wins that award, too.
I know more men are watching porn at work.
Admit to
more
it.
More men than women. To
okay.
It. What percentage of women like to watch porn at work?
33.
No. No. Daddy Matt?
Women?
9.
I'm going like probably 25%.
13%. So. 13%
I have watched porn at work.
you're one of the 13%.
I have watched. Well, I was never asked.
It's, again, it's admitting to it.
Right.
That's true. Just like, I think it was 17% of Americans identify in a swinging polyamorous relationship. That's
only 17.
Well, there's a lot more that do, but some don't want to admit that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, there, you know, it's out there. Definitely.
Hmm.
Let's see. What other random facts can I dazzle you with today?
Well, you want the Pornhub trends?
Yes, please. That would be great.
Top five Pornhub trends of the year. What do you guys think?
Stepmom, stepbro.
Asian.
So the number one is the golden age. So mature, MILF, DILF, granny.
Oh.
I'm a DILF.
I like an older man.
Yeah.
Super size is number two.
Oh, my God.
Big, well, bigger, biggest, huge cock, huge tits.
Okay.
Big right. booty.
Oh, okay. I'm on that category. Big ass. And big dick. He could probably win something.
Number
on
three
there.
Is yeah. sex machines.
What? Okay.
All right.
Top trending search Android grew by 1,689%.
I would. Where's stepmom porn rate at? Nurse porn.
Nurse porn?
Yeah.
It might be under the number five. Sexual healing.
Sexual.
I need sexual healing.
Woo!
That's right. Ooh. And then number four is Trixie's favorite.
Yeah.
Uniforms.
Uniforms. Oh, uniforms. Yeah.
What is with women in uniforms?
I don't know. Because you know the man's got a job being a bum.
Right, right.
When Ryan wears that vest. Ooh-wee.
So on top of that, most sex searched for terms of 2023. What do you think is the number one search sex term in Pornhub?
Lesbian?
No, they're number three.
Oh.
And number one?
Number one.
Number one. Oh.
Cuckolding.
No, that don't know if it's even on here.
Menage a trois.
Nobody can spell that.
I know, I can't either. Threesome.
They type in threesome.
Anal.
Threesome is on the list. It might be like number 10. Anal's number five.
Okay.
Really?
Right. Wow.
Big dick.
Let's see what number one.
Big dick is way down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Women, you know, I'm not going to say women don't like big dicks, because I'm sure they do. But I believe, now I could be wrong, but I've talked to many women.
Okay.
And I've heard the same thing from many women, that they don't want it to be gigantic. They want it to be a slightly above average so that you can use the full penis.
I've had a wide range of sizes, okay?
Yeah.
The size does not matter. I swear to God.
Let's just go back to the fact that I was her second. Sorry. Go ahead.
I swear to you, the size of your penis does not matter. Mm-hmm. It is how you work the motherfucker.
That's it.
I have had a fairly large one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had small ones. And I've had medium ones. And it really just depends on how you guys click.
Right.
Because, I don't know, the first time you have sex with anybody, I don't think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Not that it's not good, it's awkward.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get used to somebody.
So anyway, this is the top 30 search terms.
Okay.
So, big cock is number 18.
Oh. I just want to see him. I don't necessarily need to use it.
Way to go, Rubble.
Ew. Number one is hentai.
Hentai. Okay.
Pentai.
Hentai.
Hentai.
Hentai. What the fuck is that?
Anime porn.
What? What? Who wants to watch cartoon porn?
A lot of people, apparently.
That guy right there.
No, actually, I don't like. I don't like hentai.
Okay. All
right. No.
I do like anime. I do not like hentai.
I want to watch real people. If I'm gonna watch it, and I don't need a long drawn out story.
Mm-hmm. You mean you don't want to pull the pirate? DVD
no,
out?
I just want you to just do your thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
Stepmom is in top 10.
Yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, it is. Next.
Let's see here. Cream pie is number 15.
Oh, well, I can be down with the cream pie.
Definitely.
Then followed by big tits, gangbang, then the big cock, blowjob, public.
Ooh, I know a lot of people who like public stuff.
Right.
Femboy.
Femboy? Like a feminine man?
Probably, yeah.
Not my thing.
Hmm.
If your nails look better than mine, we're not talking.
POV. Right.
POV? Point of view?
Mm-hmm. Point of view porn. Mm-hmm. Amateur.
Ooh, I'm all down with the amateur porn.
Yeah, I like amateur porn.
I do a lot of that online.
Cosplay?
Cosplay. No, not me. I don't like people dressed up as weird things. Like, the people who go out and, like, fight each other in the backyard, like, with their, like, swords and shit.
Right, yeah, me neither.
It's weird.
Right.
It's weird to me.
LARPing, you mean?
Maybe that's what it is. It's weird.
Live action role play?
Yes.
That, yes, it's weird to me.
Yeah. Me too.
But now the Civil War reenactments of one of them old motherfuckers get off their horse and want to, like, tie me to a tree and take me in their Civil War uniform.
Right.
Bet I'm on it.
We might have a couple people coming through the door to hang on the couch while we record, since it's cold out there. Ooh. It is a party night. It is a party night.
Lesbian is number three.
Number three. Okay.
I like lesbian porn.
What is number two?
MILF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Japanese is number four. I'm not sure what P-I-N-A-Y is.
P-I-N-A-Y?
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up.
Okay.
I'm
not sure how to pronounce that.
I found a pornographic or a pornographic category.
P-I-N what?
P-I-N-A-Y.
That I had never heard of before. You'll know the name of it when I say it, but I cannot remember what the name of it is.
It's Filipino women.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Asian women, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not Asian ones.
Aren't they all Asian?
Filipino's more of like South American.
Whatever.
Type of stuff.
They got dark skin and slanted eyes. I mean, don't they?
Got that Brazilian booty.
Oh.
God.
I wonder if they get a Brazilian booty. Wax.
I'm sure they do. Would That's you, where it came from.
Would you ever get a Brazilian wax?
If you paid me enough.
Would you, Ryan?
Sure.
I would never.
Really?
Nope.
Isn't it just like down here? Like,
and you up your butt crack.
I think it's typically
sure. Sure.
Inner thighs.
That would hurt, though, I think. I would think that would probably.
Getting my eyebrows waxed hurts, and they bleed. I couldn't imagine getting.
They got a lot of stuff in here. They got most searched porn stars, most viewed amateur models.
You know, Jenna Jameson is now married to a woman.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
She's married to a woman on TikTok.
Oh, they even got it broken down by state.
What?
Top 20 countries by traffic.
Can you tell what Ohio's number one is? Does it tell you that?
No, but, yes, actually, I can.
Oh.
Small dick.
Oh.
What is that? Which one?
Small dick for Ohio. Oh.
That's how we raise them in Ohio.
It's cold up here. It's cold in Ohio.
West Virginia is nip slip.
Oh, nip slip.
Okay.
Janet Jackson, hey.
Yeah. What is the porn called where it's just like you're doing your average everyday thing and somebody's having sex with you while you do it? What is the name of that? I looked it up. Guy who was training me tells me about this
stuff. So, like, when you're eating dinner and your girl goes down and sucks?
No, like, you're on the computer and your husband or your boyfriend or whoever is just behind you just pounding your ass and you're just pounding away on the computer.
I don't know. I've seen it.
It's called, I'm going to have to look at my recent searches.
I did it. Oh,
we did look it up. We did look it up.
I'm curious about his search history now.
You want to see my search history?
I'm curious. It's probably a lot of fucking.
I have a file and it is called Pornucopia.
Pornucopia.
Okay, yes. So we're going to open that up, and we're going to my favorite, which is XNXX, and we're going to see my search history.
Wow, they get time per visit per country, like how long people spent per country.
Do they have anything about prisons?
It's called free use porn.
Free use?
Yeah, free use.
Oh.
Interesting.
So I could be talking on the podcast, doing my thing.
Yeah, somebody fucking you while you're talking on the podcast.
You could come behind me and slip it in.
I think that'd be a great little thing to do one day is just have somebody over talking on a microphone but also having sex at the same time.
They used to try to get us to do that on TikTok Live all the time. Did remember they? You don't remember?
I don't really remember. No.
Man, we always had that.
You were a thirst trap though, so I didn't get that much shit.
But they were always trying to, oh, come on, Ryan.
Oh, when we were doing, yeah.
Grab
the
titty, come on, Ryan. Bend her over real quick. I'm like, for one, we're on TikTok. And for two, no. Like, my kid is here.
Yeah.
And we're married, of course.
I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, I know.
Boy, he's slipping. We're not on the same wavelength right now.
No, not right now. Yeah. So, anyway, my search history. All right. Stepmom, of course, being number one. Free use. That was good. Big ass. Hardcore. Doggy style. MILF.
What all is in hardcore porn, though?
Hardcore.
Like choking, burning, slapping,
all
spanking?
All of the above, right.
Yeah. Not my thing either.
No, no. But, I mean, you could just keep going down. And, I mean, you've got, you know, black girls, mature women, big tits, deep throat, Latina,
Pussy Compilation, Lesbian, Anal Sex, Chubby, BBW, Missionary. You know, it just keeps going and going and going. So
what is your favorite, like, is it Stepmom? Like, yeah, if you're going to go to watching porn?
That's my go-to.
What's yours, Matt?
I can't get away from it.
Really? Amateur.
Makes sense.
I like amateur, but, you know, my biggest thing with that is the camera. It's just so shaky and just so not really, I don't know. I like more
it's
production.
It's not professional.
I like production in my porn. I really do.
The right angle.
The right angles that mean, you know, when you got shaded spots and you can't see things.
You know what I don't like in porn?
What's that?
When they stop and they look at the camera, like, and tease the camera with their eyes or their mouth. Like, no, we're not here for you, like, to pretend you're doing us. Do what you're doing in front of you.
Sure you're not watching point of view porn?
I don't fucking know. Maybe. I don't watch porn very often, but when I have seen it, it's like they turn and look at the camera and like, oh.
I don't like when they do POV and there's like a girl sucking a dick and it's like the camera angled down and all you see is her face going in and out like she's sucking your dick, but you have to actually sit there and do the thing to make it feel like you're getting a blowjob. Yeah.
Well, they got VR porn too.
Yeah, I have watched a VR porn before.
Virtual reality porn?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have an Oculus up there right now. You could.
We could. I want to see this.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
We'll try to find one tonight. Yeah,
we'll have right, so we'll do, how about top five countries for Pornhub? Obviously, United States is number one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, totally. A couple guests coming in. Come on in, guys. Have a seat.
Oh, you look
we're
cute.
Just recording.
Oh, they were here for the Halloween episode.
Yes, they were. Yes. We are talking about our favorite kinds of porn right now, guys. So continue on, Daddy Matt.
So what do you guys think of the top five? Obviously, United States is number one. So what do you guys think the other four are?
The UK.
UK is number five.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands? No, yeah. I don't know. They're Mexico. Way down there. They're way down in the list. Mexico is number four.
Colombia.
Colombia?
China.
China.
Colombia's way down there. China's way down there.
Really? Mm. Canada?
Nope.
They're bored up there.
France is number three.
Hey, mate.
And the Philippines is number two.
Oh, back to the Filipinos. I can
see, yeah, the Philippines. Yeah. Mail order brides and all.
Oh, yeah. There's actually one in town.
Is there?
That I know. Yeah.
Really?
Their kids go to school with my daughter.
No kidding.
Yes.
I wonder how many stamps it took to get her here.
I don't know shit, right? They had to get that extra postage.
Yeah, right. I mean, do you go into like the UPS store? I'm like, listen, I have a bride that I'm trying to send from the Filipinos to the United States. How many stamps to send a zip code 446 whatever?
And can I put her in a dog cage so she can breathe?
Right,
like...
right. I mean, how should we go about packaging?
I don't think it's a dog cage. I think it's a dog crate.
Whatever. Dog crate.
Yeah.
She could be in the cargo hold. You know, it's not a big deal.
That's true. That's very true. Well, I know last week we talked about some stories that Daddy Matt had going on in his life in the past, and we left a couple really good ones out for this week, and we're hoping maybe you could bless us with some of these stories. What do you think, Daddy Matt?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
To clarify on what Brody said, it's been less than 10 years.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Brody... I just talked to Brody this morning, actually.
Oh, boy.
Did he listen?
Brody's doing well. He doesn't listen. He follows. But he doesn't listen because he's never has any opportunity to listen. So
okay.
That's what he says. Somebody does follow us. As long as we get that follow and that download, we are good.
Golden, baby.
Whenever you want.
We'll get you a golden shower later.
Before we dive into the story that we can't wait to hear every little twist and turn of, there's another story about the moon mist.
Oh, the moon?
I would like to know the story of the moon mist and how that came to be.
I think I found her on Craigslist when the casual encounter things was still going on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Casual encounters.
Then I emailed her because she had an ad out and went from there.
How much was she?
I think I gave her $50.
Okay, and what partaked in the moon mist?
I can tell she was a crackhead or something. I'm not sure.
I want you to walk all of us through this, you know, as your night progressed.
Like going into
I
the hotel.
I want to dive in. I want to know the feelings, the thought process. I just don't want that this is what happened. I want you to take us on a visual journey.
Through this
hookup.
It wasn't much of a hookup.
You're lonely driving around one day and you think, you know what? I'm going to scroll Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You find Craigslist. You uh, you find the ad, you email her, she reaches out. What do you think? Where are we going to meet at?
Well, she told me to meet her at the Moon Mist Motel.
Oh, so she's classy there.
Oh, yeah.
She's number one. She
that's a hooker hotel.
Classy, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Pay by the hour.
Do they pay by the minute? Because, you know, just give me 15 minutes and a couple beers.
Yeah, we're good.
I brought my gun just in case.
Smart man.
Should, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so we get there.
Yep.
Okay, we pull up. We're in the Misty Moon parking lot. Okay.
Yep.
And does she give you a room number?
Yeah, she gave me a room number.
Okay, so you pull up right in front of that room.
Yep.
Your head's spinning. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's behind that door. Is it a methy situation out there? Is it, are you going to get shot? Are you going to get robbed? You don't know.
Right.
Okay. You carry the gun in with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you load, you get out, you pack your gun up. You walk in. What happens?
We spoke for a minute at the door, and then I walked inside. I put my gun down on the nightstand. And
okay.
So she was already in the room.
Oh, it's just a motel room. So it's not very big.
What is the initial conversation?
I don't remember.
Is it casual, or is it like, okay, take your clothes off, let's do this?
This was like 7 years ago.
You don't, dude, I can tell you every story of every sex story my entire life. 7 years ago, I could break it down.
This was not good, so why would I remember it?
For a story on a podcast later in life?
Right. Mental notes from now on. So, but was it like just a casual, like, oh, you look nice, or? Oh,
no.
No.
She extremely skinny, like anorexic skinny, was not that good looking at all.
Okay. All right.
She apparently didn't get wet at all either.
Hmm.
I tried playing with her for a little bit, and then we tried other stuff, and just... I think I was there for maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Did you bring any lube with you?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
I mean, real sex doesn't need lube, in my opinion, but...
Well, that's true. But, I mean, you're meeting up at the Moon Mist. You might need some lube.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I went back to work the next day and talked to one, like a couple of my coworkers, and mm-hmm. the one said, I know that girl.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you wear a condom?
Yeah.
You don't want no crackhead babies. Or,
no.
You know, syphilis.
She did tell me that the boyfriend was probably sitting in the closet.
What?
She said my boyfriend.
No.
Oh.
The friend at work, the coworker, said her boyfriend was probably sitting in the closet.
Oh.
That's a good possibility. Yeah.
Oh, I just don't know.
I'm glad that you lived through this situation because this is super sketch.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you've.
So you did actually tap it.
Not really. She refused to suck anything, so we just didn't get very far.
What kind of whore is that?
I mean, that's not a good whore. Ryan gets girls in the truck for $11 blowjobs.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
I swear that never really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my old boss would tend to disagree. He, I got back and he just kept saying, $11 blowjobs, really? You didn't tell me about it? I'm like, I swear to God, nothing happened. He goes, yeah, okay. It's facts. Nothing happened.
Hashtag facts. Right.
Hashtag facts.
I couldn't let somebody strange on my body.
No. Yeah, it'd be tough.
Mm-mm.
It'd be tough. But more recently, right, we've already touched on the PA situation.
It was actually in Ohio where the Moon Mist is.
I know. I know. But I was talking about the PA's, the Halloween night.
Oh, the Halloween night, yeah.
We've already touched on that. We've already kind of discussed
it. It wasn't more recent.
Okay. Well, I want to hear it. If you want to tell it, we want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I joined Plenty of Fish.
Mm, okay.
From a mutual friend of ours mm-hmm. that suggested going on there trying to find some girl to hook up with. I was like, sure, why not? Even paid for their subscription thing.
Okay.
Giant waste of money.
Yeah.
So most of the girls on there that tell you to add them on Snapchat or go through their Instagram and everything are more escorts than anything that I found out.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. So I started talking to them. I said, fuck it. Why not? And we get to talking. I was talking to two different ones, trying to set things up. Sent them the initial fee or whatever. And they're like, you need to get booking codes. I was like, what the fuck's that?
Booking codes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to email and talk. Like, I had to email the one, and then I had to, like, she wanted to talk to me on something else. I was like, no, just have her add me on Snapchat. So I was talking to the other girl's booking manager or pimp or whatever it was. They were both females. They had both had female managers, apparently.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
So, there was apparently fees.
Yeah.
That I was going to be getting that I had to pay that I would get back after the girl returned safe and sound.
Okay.
All right.
So, I kept getting told, oh, this is the last fee. This is the last fee. This is the last fee.
Mm-hmm.
So, it ended up costing me a lot of money. I ended up not seeing the girls. I just said, forget it.
Really?
Did you, like, dispute and get your money back?
Oh, no. They wanted a return authorization fee, and then there was another fee on top of that. Like, it was $150 for return fee to get my money back, and then there was, like, another $212 fee or $215 fee for a receipt.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Classic scammer situation.
Yeah. So... The one I'd spent less money on, I got to $1,000 on that one. I was like, no, I'm out. Forget it.
Oof. A grand.
Yeah. That was the cheaper one.
Okay.
I had to fill out some kind of questionnaire or something before.
A questionnaire?
Yeah. I don't know. It was some link I had clicked on, filled it out.
Hmm.
Had to give them a picture of myself, address, phone number, things like that.
Mother's maiden name?
No.
Social security code?
No. No.
That's kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I was looking for an in call. An out call.
So you wanted to call somebody?
No, an out call. So an out call is they come to you.
Oh.
An in call is you go to
them. I obviously don't know the language. Well, I mean,
we haven't found ourselves in many situations where we are finding escorts.
No.
Well, I've never actually hooked up with an escort before. This would be my first time.
Just right. A hooker.
No, I don't even think that was a hooker. I think the Moon Mist girl was just girl looking for money and said, fuck it, why not?
I mean, a drug addict, so yeah. Just needs a paycheck to get squirming.
I think
drugs.
My friend at work told me like she was a meth head or something, or crackhead. I don't Mm-mm. remember.
Could there be a punch card for escort hookups? Do you think that a company would offer a punch card? Like, you know, 10 escorts, get one free.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's a thought. It's a thought.
Yeah, I know. But I know what Ryan's also trying to get at is that...
I am?
About a month later...
Wasn't even my question. Yeah?
On the escort stuff...
Yes.
I got a random text message during the day from apparently one of the girl's pimps, so-called pimps.
Yes.
Threatening my life and threatening the life of my family and everything if I don't pay some kind of fee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just got done with a 14-hour shift. I'm exhausted, tired.
Sure.
And I didn't really want to get my family involved. So I said, fucking, like, I only have $500.
Yeah.
Gave him that. And eventually, he kept working the money up and money up. I eventually ended up paying $2,900.
Oh, my Lord.
He pulled up, do you know these people? Because, like... What it is the public records has mm-hmm. your name and then anybody that you could be possibly associated with.
Right.
So he sent me all these names. I'm like, yeah, I don't know any of those people. Just trying to play it off.
So from now on, when you fill out these papers, use an alias.
Right.
Let's back up. So from now on, don't fill out these papers.
I mean, that would be correct, but...
Well, I'm just done trying with escorts, period.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. I was so concerned with it that I actually told my mother and my father and my sister about it and everything.
Oh, boy.
Their lives were being threatened. I wasn't sure.
No, I agree. Did you call the police?
Well, my sister's a lawyer, so I tried to get a little stuff about her. Like, what do you guys think?
Right.
Because I'm kind of admitting at that point that I was trying to get an escort, so...
Which is illegal.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to get an escort... Is it legal to get an escort and illegal to get a hooker? Or
well, an escort
is a fine line that we walk right.
An escort's just a hooker. It's just a fancy word for a hooker.
But if they're actually just escorting you, like to
dinner,
an event, but if you're actually paying somebody for sex, it's illegal.
What if you're paying somebody to take them out to dinner and paying for their meal? And coincidentally, when you're meeting these people, you get along really well and you just want to go have sex with each other. Is that prostitution if you bought their dinner? I mean, if that case, I mean, I've been buying a prostitute for 22 years.
I mean, yeah, seriously, in that case.
I take my wife to dinner, I bang her when I'm done. Therefore, what happens? I mean, That's a transaction, right?
I mean, I don't have a job. My husband pays all the bills. So am I a hooker?
I mean, yeah. Sure you are. Why not? Be a hooker. Be proud.
But you can sell your pussy online.
Yeah.
But you can't sell your pussy. I think prostitution should not be illegal.
Well, it's not illegal in some states.
Illegal?
No, it should not be. If a woman is stupid enough to...
Yes, it should be legal.
Legal.
That's what she's trying to say.
If a woman...
I was confused there.
If a woman is stupid enough to sell her body...
Yeah.
And, you know, catch stuff, I mean, it's on them.
Well, I mean, as a man, if I got to sell my body and people were paying me to be with me, I mean, I'd have to be single, of course. But
he throws that in there.
I have to throw that in there, right. I mean, I'd be down. That's cool. I mean, you're just paying for a good time. I don't know.
Well, after a day or two, I was doing research and found out that this this pimp thing was just a giant mafia scam or whatever, that it's just like that.
Oh, that's the mafia story. Yeah, oh, that's even scarier.
That's the mafia story, right?
Because apparently he had connections through like different mafias and everything. That's why I had to keep paying these fees.
So after the $2,900, were you left alone?
Oh, no. He kept bothering me. And then he kept bothering me under different numbers, which was surprising. And then the one time he tried contacting me saying he was the FBI, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my. So what was your parents' reaction to this?
They were freaking out a little bit, but they were glad that I was concerned enough to actually tell them about it.
But were they disappointed that you were trying to get an escort?
I'm the black sheep of the family. I don't care.
Well, I'm the black sheep of the family, too.
I feel that. I'm also the blackest of sheep. Yes.
But it's still, I'm just like, well, as a mom, if my daughter told me I was trying to get an escort, I'd beat the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you, child?
It's a scary situation. I mean, you never want to be just like trying to hook up with escorts, and next thing you know, you're just out in your yard, and all of a sudden you get like gunshots or something like that.
Well, I guess that's why you just don't fill out the form.
That's true. Delete. Backspace.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over 2 years. I'm a little desperate.
Well, but I mean, so how long ago did this happen, though? Like, did he eventually stop reaching out to you?
I haven't gotten a message from him or the so-called FBI agent in about a month and a half.
Only a month and a half?
Yeah.
When did all this go down?
I was mowing when I heard the story this year, late fall.
Oh, so this was recent.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is scary.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another story about another girl from Plenty of Fish.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Daddy Matt, take us on this journey.
This girl is from Kent.
Okay.
Fairly close.
Yeah, and we were talking, and I was like, look, I'm just looking for friends with benefits, that's it. And she said she was fine with that. But she needed some money for gas, whatever.
They all do.
Yeah, conveniently.
Yeah, right.
So I sent her some money for gas.
Mm-hmm.
And because I live out in the country, my internet is really bad.
Okay.
Because I have satellite internet.
Right.
Oh.
So I thought it messed up in when I sent it the first time. So I resent it and I end up sending it twice. So I'm out $200.
You sent her $100 for gas?
Apparently she wanted to get some stuff for her grandmother or something. I don't
know. Does she drive an 87 Econo line?
I don't know. But she started heading down apparently, and then apparently got pulled over. This is on a Saturday, by the way. She got pulled over by the police for texting and driving.
Oh my God.
Which wasn't illegal until recently.
This is back in October as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All of this happened pretty much at the same time.
Holy shit. Okay.
Wow.
Do need laid.
Yeah.
You need Jesus.
He needs ass is what he needs. Shit. Would that be takers? He'll give you $2,900 and fill out a form. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right. Absolutely.
Form first.
Anyway, apparently she said she was, because she was a girl, she was able to keep her phone and she was being arrested and put into jail.
Oh, yeah. That's makes sense.
Right.
So, yeah, you're going to get arrested for your first-time offense for texting and driving. Okay. And then apparently you got to keep your phone. And apparently it was going to be $500 for her bail. And then wanted me to send her the money. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Good. And I'd say sit your ass in jail.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird that you have were able to keep your phone still.
Yeah, they said no. So no correction officer anywhere will tell you that that's not true.
Right.
You even have to know that number of who you're going to call on the payphone. Sorry, so, we got
keep going. Keep going.
I'm just how gullible do these women think we are?
I don't know. She even said that she gave her phone to a corrections officer there. Then he was messaging me and sent me a picture of him and everything. Like
what?
No. Mm-mm. And then the next day she said, "Oh, bail $700 now." I was like, "That's not how bail works."
Oh my God, it's gone up.
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch. But you know what? There's enough people who do actually will spend that money.
Right.
So I guess we're miking up Michelle real quick.
We are. We are. Please excuse the interruption here. But we have a story that I thought we should definitely add to this program. So we were talking about OnlyFans.
Okay.
All right. And have you ever known anybody to do a feet finder / OnlyFans feet thing?
No.
No,
I mean, I've sold a few feet pictures to a weirdo.
Now. You do now.
Oh, okay.
She's sitting right to your left and right to my right.
All right, let's hear this story.
I would love to hear about this. And this is a new mic, by the way, so we should hear you just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and talk to us.
You got to get close.
Like yeah,
you
real do. Close?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like your mouth. On that.
Right there.
Put your mouth on it.
Yeah, put your mouth on it just almost. A little bit, will you?
Pretend you're making love to the microphone.
No, then it would get dirty.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I got to tell everybody, just keep their face right up on this little mesh cover right here. That way we can hear you real well.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
be shy.
Don't oh, be shy. Nobody's watching.
I'm shy.
We won't even look at you. We won't even look at you. There you go. Go ahead and tell us about the feet pics on OnlyFans.
The feet pics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a cue as the feet, so.
Okay.
This is quite odd. Okay. But a friend of mine came to me and said, you know, let's do this OnlyFans thing. He's got this thing for feet. And I was like, so you mean I can make money on this?
Get a little closer.
Yeah.
There you go. Better. Yeah.
So we took a couple pictures. I started the OnlyFans. He paid for it. And like right away, I got a hit on it.
Really?
Right away.
For like, your little feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, big feet. And this guy actually met me at this guy's house, the dude that helped me start the OnlyFans, and I got $180 for him to put my feet together and fuck my feet.
Wow.
I would totally do that.
I mean, let him not fuck really, my feet, for real. Right?
I was a little weirded out at it at first, but like it's $180 and it's my feet.
Right. I mean, for real, like if you like dry feet,
mm-hmm.
call me.
You like dry feet.
I got dry feet, and they're size 10. Like, you like big dry feet. Yeah, I'm a girl.
You like hillbilly feet, and you like black bottoms to your feet.
Yeah, because I don't wear shoes ever.
Call Trixie over
I
here.
I don't either.
I hate shoes. $180. How long did it take him to get off?
About, I'd say 10 minutes.
Really?
It wasn't very long, yeah.
That's great money.
It wasn't yeah. very long. Shit, 10 minutes. I'd have gotten off twice and taken a nap by now. Shit.
He's not kidding.
Right, I got a story for you as well.
Well, hold on. Real quick, I want to know, did he clean your feet off when he was done, or did he just leave you with sticky feet?
Do you really want to go that far?
Oh, yes. Fuck yeah. Hello, have we met? Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Ryan. I am probably one of the biggest birds you'll ever meet.
Yes, he cleaned them off himself.
Did he? Okay. All right.
Not using a towel, though.
With his mouth?
With his tongue.
Oh, my Lord. He licked his own cum off your feet.
Off
oh,
my feet.
God.
I mean, it's better to have a moist cleaning than a dry cleaning. So, I mean, I guess
that
that's
That might
good.
Make
that's
my feet soft.
That is. Yeah. I
no, I probably that. Should get you that baby feet thing.
I need something. My heels are dry and cracked and
put,
awful. Right.
Put some nut on it.
I need some.
She wants some bottled nut, actually.
Some
that's,
lotion.
That's her favorite thing.
Some lotion.
Good for your hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord.
Why do you think yeah. I have pretty hair?
Hey, we know what Kevin's doing uh-huh. in his spare time. Hey, you want to take a shower? I need to shampoo my hair.
Daddy Matt, you wanted to...
Yeah, I was hanging out actually with a girl in Barberton, and okay. she was doing stuff like that and sold underwear and sold stuff. And we met this guy at Eaton Park. And
oh, I love Eaton Park.
Mm-hmm. She took off the socks she
I love
was
Eaton
wearing.
Pussy. What a coincidence. Right, what?
She took off the socks she was wearing right then. And really? Sold them to him for $40.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'd sell my shoes for $100.
Right.
Fuck, I'm in the wrong. I sell pussy pictures. Let's clarify. Maybe I need to be into the feet fucking business.
Feet fine.
There's a lot of feet fetish people out there.
But is that the only time you've done that?
I've sold pictures.
But that's the only time your feet were fucked?
Yeah.
Oddly, I don't know if you ever listened to this episode, but I like to be fucked with the big toe.
Really?
There's something about the big toe, and I just read that the woman's vagina has the most feeling in the first, 2 inches,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which is obviously why I like the big toe, mm-hmm. a short, fat, big toe just fucking me.
Yeah. Mm.
Feels pretty good.
Want to go get in the hot tub?
Hey.
Well, I mean, that just goes to prove that size really don't matter.
See? I said it.
I know. That's
I what said I it saying. Here first.
I know. Every woman I've ever talked to says, you know, it doesn't have to be huge.
No.
Just know what you're doing and have an average size penis.
Yes, but mm-hmm. know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
Learn your woman.
That's right.
Every woman is different. Like, learn your female.
You got to hone your craft.
Well, just like giving head. I mean, I've given head to several people, mm-hmm. and one said it wasn't good.
Listen, in my defense, her mouth needed to be exercised a little bit more to fit my member inside.
Yes, but other people think my head game is fairly decent or better than decent. So, you know.
You know what they say.
You just got to learn your partner.
If at first you don't succeed.
Try again. Again, it's always awkward the first 5 times. No, not really.
Okay. All right.
You just got to make love to the cock.
I know. I'm learning.
Right. Absolutely.
Kevin, does she make love to the cock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, righty.
You guys ready to have some drinks tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I brought plenty of alcohol.
Did you see how much alcohol is out there?
We brought some, too.
This guy shows up, I'm not kidding you, when I say a crate of liquor.
Nice.
There is a crate of liquor on the counter out there.
Wait, liquor?
Yeah. Anything.
Fuck yeah.
Anything you want, he's got it.
I'm not a beer person.
I bought a case for you tonight.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome, my friend. And, you know, I got a lot. I bought a big old jug of Crown Royal Peach. I did buy that.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. A big, big jug of it.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
Her feet are going to get fucked tonight.
Have you ever had a mini beer? It's Liqueur 43 and a heavy whipping cream.
It's very good.
You guys take a shot glass, all right? Pour your Liqueur 43 in about halfway, three quarters of the way up. Take some heavy whipping cream and just top it off in a clear shot glass. Makes it look like a beer. White, frothy top and, you know, yellow beer-colored liquor in it. Well, you do that and it tastes amazing. I'm going to make everyone one here in just a moment. It's very, very good. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. Promise.
All right.
Nice.
So there's plenty to drink. There'll be plenty of food.
Plenty of fish.
Daddy Matt is actually making some kielbasa and potato cakes.
I brought macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad. All right. We got an oven out here if anybody needs an oven. So I think we're going to wrap this episode up because there's drinking to be had and we got a party starting here any minute. So.
Well, we hope everybody has a very happy, healthy, and safe New Year's Eve.
Don't drive off the road.
Uber is free tonight.
It is?
It is. Uber is free tonight. So if
Fuck,
you were
I'm glad I'm not driving for Lyft.
If you were
doing that shit for free.
If you are out and need a ride, call Uber.
That's right.
Do not go to jail for killing somebody or
if
yourself.
If anybody finds themselves in a sexy situation Sticky with your Uber situation? Driver.
Oh, you forgot to read the other thing.
I think you should definitely record that shit and send it into the show at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. Did I read another one? I got another thing to read for you?
Yeah, there was a screenshot of something I sent you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just open my little pocket computer here.
Or if you like size 10 feet.
Ooh, yeah.
Size 10 feet.
Are you a size 10?
No, I'm an 8.5.
Oh, I'm a size 10 with rough heels. Don't forget that.
Firstly, New Year's Eve celebration one right there.
I was talking about the women are most likely to have a one-night stand on New Year's Eve than any other night.
Oh, that's right. That's right here.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because the liquor is flowing.
Women are most likely to have a one-night stand on New Year's Eve than any other night.
Not me.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well.
I'm going home with my children.
My partner's working tomorrow, so my one-night stand will be me crawling into bed and hopefully not hitting the nightstand on the way down.
There you go. There you go.
So my one-night stand, I plan to probably try not to trip over.
Wonderful. Be safe.
I will be safe. But everybody have a good New Year's. We love you, and we're going to see you next year.
Happy New Year.
Bright and early. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye, Teabaggers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in today.
We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us.
We would love it if you'd email us at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at thespicytea. If you're looking for me, you can find me at thecigarstar43 on Instagram and TikTok. You could find Trixie here at Trixie55 on OnlyFans or TrixieBell.55 on TikTok.